Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. So delighted to see all of you here at Ephesus. This is God's church, the host he's prepared for us to come and to worship him and to praise him. And I ask you, are you glad you're part of the family of God?
Amen.
Amen indeed. Our text this Mother's Day morning is Matthew chapter 15. Verses 21 through 28, and I invite you to follow along in your Bible or in one of the Bibles in the pew rack in front of you as I read Matthew 15, 21 through 28 in its entirety, and later we'll review certain verses individually. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession." Jesus did not answer a word. So the disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs." "Yes, Lord," she said, "but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. May God add his blessing to the reading, hearing, and studying of his word. You know, there's a great deal that we can learn from this Canaanite woman, this Canaanite mother. Indeed, she was worthy to be called mother. She needed help for her demon-possessed daughter and refused to take no as an answer from Jesus. Jesus' attitude of indifference towards her was intended to test her faith. And as a result of this mother's great faith, her child was healed. Let us look at the individual verses in a little more detail and look at the actions and attributes of this woman which made her worthy to be called mother. This mother went to the right person for help. Fortunately for her, she didn't have to apply to social services and she didn't have to fill out forms and a lot of the things that we have to do today in order to receive help. But she went straight to the right person to help her. This Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession." This woman had heard of the miracles and healings that Jesus had performed. She knew of his reputation. She knew and believed and had faith that if she could get to him and he could recognize her and know her daughter's plight, that her daughter could be healed. Her motherly instincts and her love compelled her to find the right person to heal her daughter. This woman would not be discouraged. Think about what we read. This woman was not discouraged when Jesus did not respond to her crying out to him for mercy. The scripture tells us Jesus did not answer a word, and I'm sure the disciples took a cue from Jesus's apparent indifferent attitude towards this woman because they came up to him and said, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." She wasn't discouraged by this fact either. This woman was not discouraged by the hard doctrine which Jesus spoke when he answered and said, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. Meaning, I wasn't sent to the Gentiles. That's what he led her to believe. And this mother persisted in her efforts to receive help for her daughter in the correct way. Notice I'm saying in the correct way. This woman came and knelt before him and said, Lord, help me. One of the most powerful prayers anyone can pray is embodied in that three-word phrase uttered by this mother. Lord, help me. Because a person must put aside all self-righteousness and put aside all confidence that he or she has in the flesh to be able to cry out from the depths of his or her soul and pray that three-word prayer. Lord, help me. This mother persisted in spite of seeming unconcerned by Jesus. He said, it's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. Now, he wasn't calling her a dog in the sense that that we think of calling someone a dog. Jesus tells her that his blessings are intended for the Jews. He says, it is not right to take the children's bread. He makes it clear that those blessings are not for the dogs, that is, the Gentiles. In other words, he's saying that the Jews or Israelites are my children, and it would not be appropriate for me to take the food or blessings away from them and give it to their dogs, to the Gentiles. And when he used the Greek word here for dogs, he used kanaron, which means household pets. He wasn't talking about the scavengers and mongrels that roamed about the cities at that time. He was talking about pets that were loved by their masters. But this mother did not argue with Jesus. She accepted what he said. Yes, Lord, she said. But even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. There are times when we feel like arguing with God. There are times when we do argue with God. There are times when we become angry in our debate with God and lash out against him because we don't receive the response from him that we were seeking. She was seeking for this prophet, for this teacher, for this healer to say, yes, ma'am, I will heal your daughter. But she didn't get that response. But wise we are indeed if we honor Jesus, if we honor God as our Lord and continue to humbly ask for his mercy and his compassion. You know, in Matthew 7:7, when Jesus says, ask and it shall be given to you, the verb form of the word ask there can be translated as ask and keep on asking and it will be given to you. And that is what this mother relentlessly did. She followed that course of action. She didn't argue with Jesus. She just continued to ask for his help. And as a result, we know she received what she was seeking. Another attribute is that this mother possessed undaunting faith and therefore was rewarded by Jesus. Then Jesus answered, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Every one of us who is a child of God, man or woman, should resist discouragement as did this mother from Tyre. Like her, we should ask and continue to ask until the righteous request of our hearts are granted by the Lord Almighty. Truly, this was a woman worthy to be called mother. And if you want to be worthy of God's love, you need to call out to Him to help you. If you have not accepted Him as your personal Lord and Savior, you need to call out and say, Lord, help me. And He will not only help you, He will help you be the kind of mother or father or grandfather or grandmother or uncle or aunt or cousin or brother or sister that you need to be in accordance with His teachings. So we invite you this morning, if you would like to turn your life over to Jesus so that people will say, she's worthy to be called mother. He's worthy to be called father, and so forth. We invite you to come as we sing a hymn of invitation, hymn number 325, Whiter Than Snow.